ODE, ODE, places. In this lesson, we are going to learn how to call names of places in Kwen language. Mutana, Mutana, the market. Awas, Awas, the hospital. Ntoo, Ntoo, the palace. Afo, Afo, the farm. Ndia, Ndia, house. Ndianywe, Ndianywe, the church. Ndianwara, Ndianwara, the school. Ndiankaba, Ndiankaba, the bank. Ndiantena, Ndiantena, the basement. Ndiakoona, Ndiakoona, upstairs. Nki, Nki, the stream. Akoo, Akoo, the restroom. Adiifaa, Adiifaa, the job site. Adii Nudor, Adii Nudor, the park, the playground. Adii Kungs, Adii Kungs, a meeting place. Adii Diamo, Adii Diamo, a birth celebration. Adii Nzoo, Adii Nzoo, a wedding. Adii Bene, Adii Bene, a concert, a dance, a show. Atientaa, Atientaa, the hilltop. Ntsonki, Ntsonki, the river bank or the seashore. Mfuungo, Mfuungo, a cave. These are some of the places we go to in Kwen language. In the next episode, we are going to use them in sentences. Don't miss it. Liba di izuzu ata ma bina nungo wu na abong na laa. Bina viti ibong na bu di izuzu. Mamma zira na muma ma yin dang tene. O kanisa. Take notes that we have ODE, ODE, for places, various different places. Then we have ADE, ADE, one place or a place, singular. So ADE is the plural form of ADE. Also, the prefix ndia comes before the noun church, school, bank, basement, upstairs, because we don't have particular names for those places. So the prefix ndia with another noun to show what kind of house it is. Ndianywe, the direct translation is the house of God. Ndianwara, the house of book. Ndiankaba, The house of money. Ndiantena. The lower or the downer house. Ndia koona. The upper house. Other examples are Ndiakunga. Ndiakunga. The house of meeting. Ndiabena. Ndiabena. The dance hall. Ndianukanga. Ndianukanga. A story building. Or a skyscraper. Ndiamulu. Ndiamulu. A bar. Ndiamujio. Ndiamujio. A restaurant.